chapter of the month, and Swiderski Equipment will bring your chapter a $250 check and Swiderski swag. It's that easy. The B104.9 Swiderski Equipment FFA Chapter of the Month. Send it to B1049FFA@gmail.com. Good luck. B104.9.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars, to the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bull, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then.
That's Tracy Lawrence of The World Had a Front Porch. B1049, 41 degrees right now. We're at 8:35. And joining me in the studio, Mark and Dan from Oso's Brewery and Pizzeria. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah. We got Ian. I was kind of hoping we could squeeze Ian here yet before the morning show is done. But you didn't bring any beer.
Oh, sorry. We got distracted this morning.
But we're here to talk about the beer, but we're also here to talk about a fun run that you've guys coming up that Oso's has done. And I don't know, maybe Mark can tell us a little bit about the history, or Dan.
I'll deflect to Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, so on May 16th here, we have our fifth annual run walk for veterans, for Central Wisconsin veterans specifically. Helped raise over $62,000 previous to this year.
Wow.
For different veteran causes, primarily the Never Forgotten Honor Flight, which we've now translated that over to the Guardian stuff. So it's kind of a nod still to the honor flights, but trying to diversify where we put some of those money.
Okay. Yep. Now, you mentioned before we went on the air, that the Never Forgotten Honor Flight, the reason you guys switched is because they've got quite a bit of money that they really don't need the help right now.
Yeah, people have really been real gracious, with support on the honor flight, which is great. I mean, I see families covering the entire plane,
right?
So they're doing really well. So they suggested to us that there's some other organizations out there that they really liked, and so we started looking at them, and Patriot Canines really jumped out at us. Mm-hmm. Great organization out of Wausau. They train dogs. Service dogs for PTSD vets, And so some of those dogs will be out with their vets during the during the run walk, which will be great. So we just, it's the same great cause. It's the mission is the same. It we're helping vets. It's just a little rebranded.
Yeah, and it's you'll have a lot of fun too. It's the Guardian Run and Walk. It's a 5K, and it's a week from Saturday. It's on May 16th.
Yep.
So how do people get involved with this?
So they can go online to our website, to osobrewing.com/veteransupport, or find our run sign-up page under Guardian Run Walk.
Okay. Now, last year, if I remember right, I think it was raining or something, yeah. But it looked like you guys had a ton of people there yet.
Yeah, we had 585 participants last year and just under 700 total attendees.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. Now, along with raising money that way, you guys have beer too, that you the Guardian beer, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So yeah. The Guardian beer, obviously, what we need to have another way to raise funds. Mm-hmm. Which we give $2 per case and $14 per half barrel to the Patriot Canines, and it's just a light lager beer. It's very easy to get behind. We're getting really good at brewing these light lager beers, right?
Yes, so
if you're a Busch Light drinker or like a Miller drinker or whatever, this is something that everybody can get behind. I ask everybody just a call to action, just buy a six pack. Mm-hmm. It helps a vet, it's a great thing. Might introduce you into something, open your eyes into craft beer, and something that people can really get behind.
Yeah, that's actually kind of my go-to beer. You had the Never Forgotten beer too, yeah. Which is, I believe, the light.
Yeah, this
light
is lager. Just slightly different. We just tweaked it.
Tweak it a little bit? Yep. Yeah. So that's usually my go-to there. I'll try something that you have new when it's there. But you can only drink so many of those.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Because otherwise I wouldn't be up.
Yeah.
But so then you go to the lighter stuff. And I like that. So working, can they get it at the Oso's Brewery for the Guardian beer?
They can get it. Yep. They can get it at the brewery and any of your places that you go and buy your beer.
Okay.
If you don't see it, ask them for it. Like
okay.
That helps a bunch. So yeah definitely. It's a good one.
So you'll have the big party after the run walk to the big tent, and there'll be music there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Music starts at noon. We have Soul Whiskey's full band that's going to be performing, and then at 1 o'clock we have a bags tournament for a different veteran cause, but we let them piggyback on our event because thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just gonna be a good time.
It's always a fun time.
And even if you're not doing the run walk, come mm-hmm. out, and all the proceeds for the entire day go to the cause. So come on out, enjoy the beer. If you haven't been to Lake Paqua, it's an awesome,
beautiful area.
It's changed so much in just the last few years, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just a beautiful venue. They've got a splash pad out there for the kids. They've got the pickleball courts, ample parking, beautiful parking. So definitely come out. It's easy in, easy out. It's great. And the music's going to be great. The beer's going to be cold.
Yeah.
The cause is great.
Yeah, it's just going to be a great, you said, it's all going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. So or if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dan and Mark from Oso's Brewery Company. They've got the Guardian Run Walk coming up on May 16th. Before I let you guys go, Dan, can you tell us how people can get registered now, or can they do it the day of? Or
They can get registered day of, or they can register now. If they go online to osobrewing.com/veteransupport, or they can find our Run Walk page under Guardian Run Walk.
Okay, so they hopefully will get a big crowd, maybe break the crowd from last year's record.
The weather looks great, too, so far. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's going to be rain or shine. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, we got a big tent just in case, so yeah. It's great.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, thank you for doing that, guys. We appreciate
it.
Thanks for stopping in, too.
Yep, you betcha.
All right. That's Dan and Mark from Oso's Brewery Company. They've got the Guardian Fun Run and Walk coming up on May 16th. You want to check that out. Chris Montgomery Gentry, B1049.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. With I Love Jenny painted in bright green.